November 6, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. Program of Belief. Believest thou this? John 11:26. Martha believed in the power at the disposal of Jesus Christ. She believed that if he had been present, he could have healed her brother. She also believed that Jesus had a peculiar intimacy with God, and that whatever he asked of God, God would do. But she needed a closer personal intimacy with Jesus. Martha's program of belief had its fulfillment in the future. Jesus had led her on until her belief became a personal possession, and then slowly emerged into a particular inheritance. Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ. Is there anything like that in the Lord's dealings with you? Is Jesus educating you into his personal intimacy with himself? Let him press home his question to you. Believest thou this? What is your ordeal of doubt? Have you come, like Martha, to some overwhelming passage in your circumstances where your program of belief is about to emerge into a personal belief? This can never be until a personal need arises out of a personal problem. To believe is to commit. In the program of mental belief, I commit myself and abandon all that is not related to that commitment. In personal belief, I commit myself morally to this way of confidence and refuse to compromise with any other. And in particular belief, I commit myself spiritually to Jesus Christ and determine in that thing to be dominated by the Lord alone. When I stand face to face with Jesus Christ and he says to me, "Believest thou this?" I find that faith is as natural as breathing, and I am staggered that I am so stupid as not to trust him before. That's the end of Oswald's text. It is so normal, or humanly normal, and humanly natural, to make a statement of faith about what I believe, but to put that into real practice, or to make it a reality or a real part of my life, requires that that statement of faith be tested in ways that force me to prove whether that statement is really true in me. Martha was faced with the concept and the statement that she believed that Jesus was the Christ, and she believed in great measure that God would do favors for Jesus, and if Jesus had asked for a healing of Lazarus, had Jesus arrived on time, that Lazarus would have been healed instead of losing his life and being buried. But the real test of Martha's faith was Jesus really God, to the extent that he could actually bring her brother back to life? When faced with the true challenge of faith, she called upon Jesus and watched Jesus do the miraculous, and her faith was strengthened and became really a part of her being and a part of her reality. Until we face some major event in our lives that forces us to call upon God in a way that we believe he will perform, and believe it so much that he actually does bring through the miraculous for us, our faith will be a faith or a statement of faith in our mind only, rather than the reality of a life experience that so changes our understanding and our faith that we trust God fully for everything.